44 Lectures on Ancient Philosophy. Upon the Shoulders of Certain Hindu Divinities. My dear sir, exclaimed the missionary, yonder many-headed image is a ghastly caricature of a god, and how can any people who have risen above an aboriginal state worship such a grotesque and unnatural concept of God? The pundit smilingly replied, you do not understand our method of symbolizing divine agencies. In your own scriptures it is plainly implied that God is all there is and that in him we live and move and have our being. God is the heavens and the earth and all the creatures that inhabit them. You have a head, I have a head, all human beings have heads. Has God, therefore, not as many heads as there are heads, as many hands as there are hands, and as many feet as there are feet? Are not all minds his mind, all thoughts his thoughts, and all works accomplished for him done by him through his manifested parts? Therefore, my dear sir, our failure is not for lack of comprehension but because no artist alive is able to carve enough heads to adequately represent the nature of the Creator. Philosophy is not solely an intellectual reasoning process whereby certain definite conclusions are reached concerning macrocosmic and microcosmic realities. Philosophy utterly fails in its mission unless that mystical elixir understanding tincture tours the whole. Understanding is the rarest of all faculties. It is a subtle power which adds to the intellectual concept a definite stimulating realization or intuitive grasp of the fundamental elements involved in any problem and their relationship to each other. Understanding is the ultimate stage of knowledge, it is the perfect realization of the purpose and meaning of things. For 2,000 years the men of the Church have been studying Christianity, orators have shouted its precepts from the housetops, the crusaders carried the message with the sword, the monk with the crucifix, and the Holy Inquisition with the firebrand. For nearly 2,000 years men and women of devout spirit have prayed and fasted and meditated, they have even died as martyrs that the spirit of their faith might go on. Of this host of propagandists of Christianity, most had either an intellectual or an emotional GOD THED 4INEFUNDATION 45 concept of the Master Jesus and his mission. Only here and there was one who understood, and too often his fate was to fall before the mob of enthusiastic but misunderstanding zealots. Today there are innumerable truths which remain unrevealed to the seeker after knowledge because he does not possess the philosophic open sesame. To the understanding mind all doors open, to those without understanding life must ever remain a tormenting enigma. At the beginning of this chapter is a diagram showing the god Brahma as the creator of the universe. From his three heads, representative of the triune nature of first cause, extend three streamers of force outward to form the foundations of the three worlds. In modern Hindu mysticism, Brahma is generally represented with four heads and occasionally with five, one of which is supposed to have been cut off by Shiva. The four-headed Brahma is a demiurgic god, being the foundation of the four elements. The three-headed Brahma here referred to signifies the abstract creative logos, or the dot, manifesting as primitive potencies the threefold darkness of the Absolute, from whose incomprehensibility Brahma is but one degree removed. The three mouths of Brahma breathe forth the sacred whirlwinds of cosmic breath, which become incarnate in the universe as the creative Trimurti of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, and which correspond to the first trinity of all peoples. From one mouth issues the breath which is to become spirit, which, after passing through numerous modifications, manifests as the causal agent throughout the worlds. From the second mouth streams that force which is to be the intermediary state through out the universe. This state is most tangible as mind or that mysterious thinking air which, permeating the objective thinking structure, manifests as continuity of reason, perception, and ultimately apperception. The third head breathes forth the maker of worlds and his angels, and from these outpouring essences are fashioned the objective spheres and their diversified genera. In mystical philosophy, the dot, or first emanation, is presumed to have three faces. The key to their meaning is at once 46 lectures on Ancient philosophy. Apparent if the word phases is substituted for faces. The dot contains three phases of one power, yet in an undifferentiated state. Thus God in mystic Christianity is the dot, while the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are his phases, or the first manifest Trimurti. The three phases or faces are sometimes referred to as the three modes of being. From these primary modes manifests an infinitude of complex organisms. Between this cosmological mystery and the allegory of Noah's Ark there is a certain analogy. Noah is the dot, his three sons are the faces, and their wives are the Shakti, or negative expressions of these faces. As from the positive pole of being there is Mani fest this triad of agencies, so from the negative pole of being is manifested the quaternary of demiurgic forces. The two combine to form the sacred septenary so appropriately symbolized in the Masonic apron with its triangle rising out of or falling into, according to the degree, the square. The descent of the three into the four properly symbolizes the ensoulment of the world by its spiritual cause, the ascent of the three out of the four, the resurrection of life from its sepulchre of form. The process by which the entire objective universe is caused to issue forth from the first monadic dot can be likened to that process by which the oak tree emerges from the acorn. It is unreasonable to assume that the oak tree manifests any qualities that were not originally in its seed, yet that so much should have come from apparently so little is indeed a mystery. The oak tree is in the acorn in potentiality, yet when these potent tilties come into objective existence they seem vastly greater than their source. According to the Oriental mystics, the uni verse is an inverted tree. The seed is the dot from which springs forth the world tree whose branches are the gods and whose leaves are creation. This is the great tree of the Kabbalah. And also the illusional banyan of the Hindus, for it exists but a moment upon the substances of eternity and then falls back again into space. From the three mouths of the first Trimurti issue powers: spiritual, intellectual, and material, divine, human, and animal. Also die creative elements of air, fire, and water, air being God, THEDFORINEFOUNDATION 47. Symbolic of the intangible Father, fire of the radiant Sun, and water of the Demiurgus who seeks with material impulses to quench the fire of spiritual light. These three are personified as the builders of the world. The Father is King Solomon. The Son is Hiram Abiff, and the Holy Spirit is Hiram of Tyre, who furnishes the materials. Having thus established the fundamental nature of the dot, we now pass to the constitution of the line wherein is revealed the mystery of the Savior God of all ages and the second principle of existence, the interplay of the worlds. In this figure is set forth the constitution of the intermediate sphere, by which the extremes of spirit and matter are reconciled and the harmony of the universe preserved. The ancients unite in the recognition of three worlds existing within one eternal and unlimited state. Philosophy is the science of the relationships of these worlds. Chapter 3. Ilamind, the universal savior. Elohit is the most appropriate symbol of manifesting spirit. Because it is the inherent nature of light to radiate, and this outpouring is represented by a simple vertical line drawn downward from the dot, or heart of existence. An analysis of the flame reveals its threefold constitution and their correspondence to the three phases of the dot considered in the preceding lecture. The blue, or nearly colorless, heart of the candle flame signifies the dark, hidden father, the golden radiance. Surrounding this area is the bright, flaming sun who bears witness before the worlds of his unknowable father, and at the circumference is a reddish, smoky flame representative of the Demiurgus, or Lord of the World. Because of its triune nature, fire for ages has been employed as the symbol of the threefold God. Pyrolatry is one of the oldest forms of religious expression. Light can also be symbolized by a globe, the outer surface of which is the hypothetical point where the rays of light terminate. In reality, light is a rate of vibration pouring off, or outward, from the heart of the vibratory ray or cause of vibration, which must be symbolized by the flame. For the sake of the analogy, the heart of the flame can be compared to the dot, the radiant light pouring from the flame to the line, and the outer darkness which absorbs the light, to the circumference, or outer limit of manifestation. Consider for a moment the relationship of the ray to its source. The true flame is invisible and superphysical, but it is made discernible to the eye through a rate of vibration called light, and to other sense perceptions through a rate of vibration called heat. Life, light, and heat are the Trinity, with life as the Father, light as the Son, and heat. 49. 50 Lectures on Ancient Philosophy. As the Demiurgus. It may well be said, therefore, that no man hath seen the Father, for the transcendency of being is concealed behind a flaming ring which blinds all who gaze upon it.